Okay, so thanks for everyone's patience and welcome to the Willoughby Local Planning Panel meeting, 25 October 2022. We've got one item on the agenda today, which is 105 Artarmon Road, Artarmon. We've got two registered speakers, which I believe are both on the line. And thank you, Richard, for your patience. I know there were some difficulties there. I'll just introduce the panel first. The panel we have today is John McInerney and James Harrison's our experts. Philip Hayes is our community representative and Jacqueline Townsend, I'm your chair. I'd also call for any conflicts of interest from the staff or panel. Do we have any conflicts today on the item 105 Artarmon Road?
No.
None from me.
And none from me.
Thank you. And I just confirm that the matter's being, the hearing today is being recorded. So no one can record this meeting themselves. Determination will be made today after this meeting and put up on the council's website later this week. So if I can just, because it's only one, two speakers. Hopefully we can stick to 3 minutes, but I don't think it matters too much if we go over. So I think we'll just call on Richard. When you're ready, do you want to address? Richard Winder?
Yes.
Yep, great, yep, thank you.
Surely, yep. It's only brief. It's thanks for the opportunity to speak today.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people that are notified of the, I'm just reading, so it's,
yeah, you're right.
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of people that are notified of a prospective development, we would be hesitant in the normal course to lodge a submission,
yeah.
Often because we're not in a position to argue the facts and could only comment on the direct effect on our property, i.e. privacy, light, etc. On this occasion, we were certainly concerned with the prospect of demolition and how the replacement building would contrast with the existing houses in the conservation area and the potential for a precedent. Some details in the plan were also unclear to us. However, we did make a submission on this occasion as our house was cited in the application as assumed to have been constructed by the same builder. And since we had faced exactly the same, if not more serious issues in 105, and while empathising with the applicant, we knew we had addressed those issues successfully by more conservative means and at far less cost than what was being proposed at 105. We all face the same thing in our time and same building challenges and similarly deal with them in our individual, to our individual mutual benefit. The applicant may not have been aware at the time that retaining or reinstating the original form and features is not as expensive or difficult as it may first appear, but was an approach that would largely satisfy the intent of the conservation area while fulfilling the applicant's aims. The revised application looks like a win, and we'd be happy to see the panel approve the current application in line with the council's conditions and wish them the best of luck. We do, however, trust that those features that are so characteristic of the bungalows are successfully saved at the start of the build and not lost to expediency. I'm particularly thinking in this case about the shingles and shakes on the front gable. Well, I can assure the applicants that they are quite salvageable and serviceable, as I've been through the exercise myself. We'll watch with interest and look forward to seeing the results. Again, all the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Does any of the panel members have a question for Richard?
No, thanks.
Thanks for your time, Richard. I know it is helpful, even though it is just coming along, just sort of put a few things forward, and you get the opportunity, of course, to speaking directly to the applicant, who, Steve Wu, you're on the line now. You're going to say a few words?
Look, we are the architect, so we didn't need to speak, but we're just here to answer questions if required.
The question then, you just heard Mr. Windia, his comments, Richard's, about the shingles. You're going to salvage them and reuse?
Yes. So there's been a salvage report done by a heritage consultant on what's required to be salvaged on site.
Yeah.
And where the portion that's structurally unstable, we're going to reconstruct them and then reuse the building elements back onto the building. So I think, you know, that's what Richard is saying. It's not an easy task to reconstruct because there's, and not many builders know how to do it properly. And I think that's more of a challenge on the building construction management than it's easier to draw something up. So I think it's been communicated prior with the council assessment officer in terms of all the required documentation to reconstruct the building in a way that's showing what's there. It's structurally, unfortunately, the building has suffered a really bad foundation issue, which caused a lot of severe cracking to the building. But I think, at the end of the day, it's a good outcome for our client as well as that community that, the intention is there to preserve the character of the street. And at the same time, allowing for that, we are in the modern age now and, everyone needs a bigger house. So allowing that room for expansion towards the back, yeah.
Philippa, you've got a question, Steve, from Philippa, one of our panel members.
Yes, Steve, I was just going to say the heritage management plan and the schedule of conservation works that were prepared is probably one of the best ones I've seen in a long time because it's very prescriptive in terms of how to ensure that the building, is maintained. It specifies when what photographs need to be taken, how to... Yep. Number the stones, all of those types of things, which things should be put to the side and preserved. So, when I read that, I was like, well, that is really good guide to help with when on site with the builders to follow to make sure that those items that Richard mentioned that are preserved and incorporated back into the new build. So I was very hopeful when I read that. So
I think it's been through obviously there's a vast area of heritage conservation within Willoughby City Council. And with the communication with the assessment officer, council's heritage officer. I mean, this is one of the pretty unique submission in terms of try to reconstruct the building back to how it was. So, I think we've taken every step that's required and document what's required. So it will be a sort of step-by-step process for the builder. Mm. Yeah. And I'll let our heritage consultant know that there's a compliment to the report.
Please do.
Yep.
Okay. Nothing further, John or James?
No, thanks. No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Steve, for coming responding to that question. And for the listeners, thank you for your time to listen. And that's the end of our meeting. Very short and sweet, concise. And like I said earlier, we'll end this meeting, close the meeting, and we'll go into deliberations. And the decision on this item will be up on council's website later in the week. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.